This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Thursday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. Intercounty travel will return on the 10th of May as part of a sweeping easing of COVID restrictions. The Cabinet is due to meet later to sign off on plans to reopen most of the country for the summer. Sean Defoe has the details for Red FM News.
The easing starts on May 4th with the full return of construction, but May 10th is the key date with the lifting of the intercounty travel ban. A vaccine bonus will also kick in on that day, allowing fully vaccinated people to meet one household of non-vaccinated people indoors. What that effectively means is visits to vaccinated parents and grandparents will be allowed again. Personal services like barbers, hairdressers and beauticians will return on the 10th by appointment only. Religious services will be allowed with caps of 50 on mass, funerals and weddings, but only 6 people can come to the afters of a wedding until June. Click and collect retail is back on the 10th with the full sector on May 17th. June 2nd will see the opening of hotels, guesthouses and B&Bs, while pubs and restaurants will have to wait until after the bank holiday weekend to reopen outdoor dining on June 7th. Gyms, swimming pools and other outdoor sports matches can also return on the 7th of June.
There's been a broad welcome to the news that the EU has approved plans for a vaccine passport. We spoke to Ireland South MEP Deirdre Clune and got her reaction to the news. The EU has approved plans for a vaccine passport. MEPs voted to introduce the digital green certificate last night. The cert shows if someone has been vaccinated, has recently tested negative or has recovered from the virus. The plan will allow people with the cert to travel freely across Europe for the duration of the pandemic and is aimed at boosting economies across the bloc. Ireland South MEP Deirdre Clune says the implementation of the EU COVID-19 cert must now be prioritised so it can be introduced when it's safe to do so. Speaking to Red FM News in the past few minutes, Deirdre Clune says this is another step in the work to getting the country back on track.
This is just for travel, to facilitate travel, so we can open up our country and indeed we can travel to other countries as well. It'll be good for tourism, obviously, but it's also good for business as well that we can get back up and running. So it's another step on the way, but of course, rollout of the vaccination programme is primary, but this will be another step in the armoury of getting the country back on track.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
I'm Rory on Sport. Manchester United and Arsenal are both in Europa League semi-final action this evening. Manchester United host Roma at Old Trafford as they begin their quest to reach a first cup final under boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. The Red Devils have come up short in 4 previous cup semi-finals. Arsenal, meanwhile, come up against former boss Unai Emery when they face Villarreal. Gunners boss Mikel Arteta doesn't think that'll be a factor tonight, though.
That relationship existed and we cannot go against it. Unai knows the club really, really well. We know Unai as well and what he did before he joined here and what he did at the football club. And that's it.
Kickoff in both those matches this evening is at 8. The semi-finals begin today at the World Snooker Championships in Sheffield. First up at the Crucible today, 2015 champion Stuart Bingham comes up against the 3-time champion Mark Selby. And from 7 this evening, Sean Murphy comes up against last year's beaten finalist Karen Wilson. And in racing, there are 2 Grade 1s on offer at the Punchestown Festival today. The Stayers Hurdle is the feature at 5:25. The Novice Chase is the other Grade 1 at 6:35.
The 5 biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
Major easing of restrictions to happen in May and even more so again than in June. So your thoughts on that are welcome. Exciting times ahead, which is great, I think. Everybody happy with that. It should put people in celebratory mood, certainly, if you're involved in anything to do with, personal services like hairdressing and barbershops, not to mention publicans, restaurants and hotels and guest houses. At least, if nothing changes, 6 o'clock, that's what he will be announcing. So with that in mind, Fergal O'Connor has Origins Hairdressers on Drawbridge Street. Fergal, good morning.
Hey, Neil, good morning. How are you?
You guys now have to put the pedal to the metal and get yourself sorted. Did this come as a surprise?
First of all, we're very welcoming to getting an opening date, and we're delighted the government recognise our business and our industry is as important as other small businesses. It's a surprise. We still have no day confirmed, Neil.
You have just under 2 weeks, May 10th. Come on.
Yeah, that's still not confirmed. I think, if I'm perfectly honest, we would have liked a bit more notice if we could have had it all, because, I mean, there are certain businesses that are not going to be prepared even to get stock in and even to get your staff. Like, some staff will be doing some training again. There's more protocols and there's a lot more involved than people would realise if you're following the protocols correctly. But Eplee wise, I mean, we will get it opened, and we you know, as I said, certain salons may decide to hold out a few days extra if they need to be prepared.
Well, that was the point I was going to make to you as a response to what you just said, because people would be astonished to hear the owner of a hair salon saying, oh my God, I know you're not saying these words, but oh my God, it's too soon.
Yeah, well, again, we should expect that our business, in any case, pre-COVID has protocols to follow. Particularly in ladies' hairdressing. I don't know if it's important to go into the details right now, but there is more protocols to follow, like even patch tests for colour, for example, have to be done a period of time before clients come in if they haven't been in within 6 months. That's just an example of it. And now with COVID, there's so much protocols with health and safety. And again, it's to retrain the staff. And again, staff have not been working. The majority of staff have not been working for 5 months.
So but if he announces tonight, May 10th, right, that technically allows you to start taking bookings and get all that stuff done in the next fortnight.
Yeah, but even to get stock in, Neil, I mean, to get stock in, and a lot of our stock.
I'm trying to help you here, Fergal. You're knocking me back every time.
All right, no, sorry. Yeah. Sure, equally wise, I mean, look, we will have to make it happen. I mean, we're welcoming getting the date at the same time. Obviously, we would have liked more notice. I mean, that is the bottom line of it. We would have liked more notice. I mean, I think at least 2 weeks' notice we would have liked. As I said last night, the speculation was could have been the 4th. So that was seriously panic. And certainly businesses wouldn't have been ready by then.
Yes, but that also gives salons and barbershops the opportunity to wait a little longer if they're not ready. I mean, it's just a roadmap. Absolutely. It doesn't mean you have to.
No, it doesn't. But equally, I mean, we're anxious to get back as well.
What you're saying is that maybe with May 10th in mind, that doesn't necessarily mean that all people involved in hair and issues like that will open, because they may not be stocked up or product mightn't be in.
I even spoke to one or two owners this morning up the country, and she doesn't think she'll be, if she's given the 10th, she thinks she might put it out to the 14th to get, you know, give a few of her staff. It depends what way that, you know, she's going in today and out to get everything. Or from tomorrow morning, it will be. From once we have a date tonight, an official date.
But please tell me you're delighted nonetheless, will you?
We are absolutely delighted. We're delighted that the government are recognising our industry.
Get the Red FM News Extra podcast wherever you get your podcast, or on redextra.ie.